Zakti Mishnah. We're holding Chav Zayin Amabez, the Mishnah, 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Kala Yetzim and Eitz. So we're back to these topics of things that come out of the Eitz, but now we're back to relating to Shabbos. We had a little detour relating to Begadim and Mekabel Tumah. Now we're back to Shabbos. Kala Yetzim and Eitz, Imadlikin by Elapishtin. That which is extracted from the tree, one cannot use it for a wick. What we spoke about earlier in this context was using it for fuel. Now we're talking about the wicks. One cannot use that which is extracted from the tree as a wick, except for Elapishtin. Flax, Pishtin, which is a plant, it grows in the ground, that still it can be used for a wick. V'chol yetzim and eitz, back to tum again. Ein metamei tumas eilin. Whatever comes out of a tree is not going to be metamei tumas eilin. This actually is going to be the main focus of Hagemara. Again, back to the tumma. That which comes out of the tree is not metamei ba'il, ela pishtin. So what's extracted from the tree is not metamei ba'il, ela pishtin, which means when it itself is the oil, when it is the roof over the mace, it is not metamei, let's say wood. Wood is taken out of a tree. If wood is the ceiling, the wood itself is not metamei, whereas Pishtun itself would, yes, be metame. Pishtun, if that's the roof is made out of pishtun, the pishtun itself would be susceptible for tumah. Rashi explains on this idea of emadlikin, you can't be madlik, but that which comes out of the tree, which we're saying includes that which comes out of plants. Rashi says it comes to exclude, if you look at the Rashi, it comes to exclude canvas, beged canvas, tzemer geffen. So it comes to exclude cotton, hemp, and canvas. Tosfos takes big issue. Cotton. Tzemer geffen cotton. On the contrary, cotton is one of the most choicest things that are used till today for wicks. Tosfos doesn't like that Rashi's explanation that's coming to exclude cotton. Tosfos therefore explains that the Mishnah is coming to exclude products that come out of the tree. Tosfos is bothered also that these things aren't tree products. Pishtim we spoke at is considered like a tree product, even though it comes to the ground. It's like a tree product. But Tosfos says the exclusion of the Mishnah is not cotton and the like. The exclusion of the Mishnah is, let's say, that which comes out of a cedar tree, the cedar blast, the furry stuff that comes out of a cedar tree, or the furry stuff that comes out of the willow tree, that's what's being excluded. But on the contrary, cotton, Taisa says, we know, we use, till today, cotton is a good material for making wicks. Says the Gemara, Manon, the Pishtun it creates. How do we know that Pishtun is called...
Canvas?
Sorry?
Canvas.
Seems like canvas material. Seems like it's made from some sort of hemp or something. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was made of back then. I'm not sure. So, Manol... Sorry?
It's made out of cotton.
Oh, it is made of cotton? Okay. Yeah, when Rashi says cotton separately as well, but if it's made out of cotton, thank you, Hirsch, then it would be the same thing. Same machlekes Rashi tesis. Shkaya. Manol de Pishtun ikri eitz. How do we know that Pishtun is called eitz? Amar marzutra. Damar kravi elasim... So this is talked about by Rachav Azaina when she was hiding the spies. So she took him up to the Gag and she hid them in Pishti Eitz. It refers to Pishtun as Eitz. We see Pishtun could be Eitz. That's the explanation why Pishtun is still Eitz, even though we're saying this according to Tosfos, Katan and other stuff that go from the ground are not included in Eitz. Okay. Says the Gemara, that which comes out of eitz not metamei tumas eilin, ela pishtun except for pishtun minolin. How do we know this? Now, before we even go further, Tosfos says that we know in general tumas eil is when something is tamei within an eil. You have mace inside an eil, so all the other items in the eil become tamei. What about the roof itself? What about the roof itself? Our mission seems to be saying that the only material that when the roof itself can become tummy is if it's pishtun. Other materials will not become tummy. Wood roof will not become tummy. Tais is bothered because we have a fair shikamara elsewhere. We already had in this pesechta, nafid zayim, where it's mashma, that the roof itself, the oil itself becomes tummy. The oil itself does have tumma, not just what's within the oil itself does have tumma. So Tais's answer is very simple, that it depends. If the oil itself is movable, if it's metaltalin, if the oil itself is metaltalin, then the oil itself will become tummy. If the oil is mechubal lekarkas, so like the walls of an oil, the walls of a house, they don't become tummy. You don't have to dip the walls of a house in a mikveh when a house has tumma. You take out the tumma, and the kelim maybe need to become tar, the person, but the walls itself don't become tummy. So too, the roof does not become tummy, except by pishtun. That's Tais's distinction. The Rashba says you don't have to come out to that. The Rashba wants to say that no, that you don't have to come out to the fact that it's mechubar. When something gets a shame oil, you have to know what the Rashba is going to do with Tais's question from the Mar Dafi Zayin, but the Rashba says when something gets a shame oil, it doesn't have to be mechubar, even if it's metalkalin. Once it has a shame oil, the oil itself is normally not mekabel tumah. The oil itself is not mekabel tumah. Only by pishtun. By pishtun, the oil will mekabel tumah. But other materials of oil, once it has a shame oil, that alone makes it not mekabel tumah. The Torah asks that why the Mishkan, we know that Nadav and Avihu were makriv eish zol lifnei Hashem, and they died in the Mishkan. So the Torah asks, why don't we find that the Mishkan became tamei by that story of Nadav and Avihu? We don't find that the Mishkan was tamei and that the entire the Mishkan itself. We don't find such a thing. So he answers that because the Torah says al pi Hashem yachanu, they used to erect the Mishkan and then take it apart and move it based on al pi Hashem yachanu. It's considered mechuber and not makabel tuma. So even if you hold, you need to be mechuber, not to makabel tuma, the Mishkan itself is a pi Hashem yachanu. The Hashem said, encamp right over here. If Hashem says to encamp over here, that temporary binyan is considered still a binyan. It's considered mechuber lekarka, even though it wasn't actually mechuber lekarka. It's considered mechuber lekarka, and therefore, even according to Tosfos, you'd have this idea that it was not susceptible for tumah. Even though, ironically enough, we're going to learn that pishtin is royal lekabel tumah from specifically the shem ayel in the Mishkan. Let's see, menolan. How do we know that the pishtin is considered mekabel tumah as ayel? I'm a blazer. Gamar ayel ayel. We learn ayel ayel from where? Like we just spoke out a second ago. Ayel ayel from Mishkan. Tapachachas manalv from Mishkan. Ksivalcha zaysteres adam zaysatar adam kibes ayel. It says over here by the din of tumas ayel zaysatar adam kibes ayel. Famous drasha from the many bali musar Chavetz Chaim and others. Zaysatar adam kibes ayel. This is the Torah adam kibes ayel. If a person wants to get a kinyan in Torah, he has to. The Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says, the Torah is the only Nicholas, Elamisha, Mamis Atzmaelam. A person is Mamis himself. Zaysa Torah, Adam Kiyamas Baal. If he's a mace in the El Torah, that's what he's kind of Torah. So the Baal Musar elaborate further. What it means is, a person has to make himself dead to the world to properly understand Torah. It has to be, nothing else exists. It has to be, everything else is shut off. If he dedicates time to learning, we have Baruch Hashem, when we learn over here in the Ashmaris HaBaker, there aren't too many distractions anyway. But when a person dedicates his time for learning, it's got to be completely dedicated. It has to be as if he's dead to the world without distractions in order to properly get Torah. That's how they elaborate on that Gemara. Okay, says the pasuk. It says in the pasuk he spread out the oil over the Mishkan. Malalam shall pishtik kor oil. We know in the Mishkan the covering was made of linen. It was linen cloths, and it's called oil. Avkan shall pishtik kor oil. So to over here by the gabi tumas oil shall pishtik called oil, and therefore it will become tummy when it's a roof over the mace. In fact, the Gemara one second. If you're learning from the oil of the Mishkan, imalan shizurin over there shizurin it's spun. It's made from the cloth was made from twisted thread. And further, v'chut nishkal v'shisha. How many threads were used? How many strands in each thread? To get each string, they twisted together 6 strands that were shizurin to get to their linen, the cloth of the Mishkan. So Avkan, you tell me over here too, the only time you have pishtin that's going to be tameh is shizurin v'chut nishkal v'shisha, only if it's twisted thread and six folds. Each thread is made from 6 strands. Tamalaymer, oil, oil, riba. Therefore, the pasuk says oil, oil twice. It's the drasha of repeating oil twice tells me that it's marba. You don't need to have all those specifications. It's marba. Even if you don't have the specifications of shizurin or of sixfold, you're still going to have the din, even though it's not exactly like the Mishkan, it's still going to be tummy. Frankly, more of the obvious question. Once you're being marba from oil, who told you to stop by pishtin? Your tummy has to be pishtin because like the Mishkan. But the Mishkan had other criteria. You tell me you don't need the other criteria because you have a ribay of oil. Eil riba. If oil is a riba, after the coming of the nami, let it be other materials as well. Who told me dafka pishtin? Why other wood products, let's say, like tree, is not mekabel tumah if it's the roof? Says the Gemara, imkein gzeir shava mayahanile. Big words. Because if you're telling me that oil is marba everything, then you're back to the question, what was the gzeir shava for? The gzeir shava of oil to the Mishkan. Now, we've had this context before. I mean, the basic question would be, maybe there's no gzeir shava. You said, gzeir shava mayahani. There's, let's go backwards. The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs explains, why don't we have the power to make a gzeir shava? Meaning, we know, kavachomer we're allowed to darshan. Kavachomer we could darshan. Gzeir shava, there's sheishas amidas atar nidreshes bam. Kavachomer is the logic ones that we could darshan on our own. The opposite extreme, gzeir shava, which we know only comes b'mesayra. Gzeir shava only comes b'mesayra. That has to be a transmission that there is such a gzeir shava. We'll see exactly the flexibility within that in a moment. But gzeir shava has to have a mesayra. The other drushes in between are either things that are semi-logical or more slanted towards Messiah. Actually, one of the explanations given why ain't ancient menadin, you can't give a punishment from a kavachemer, or you can't give a warning from a kavachemer, is goof for this idea. Since we could darshan kavachemers on our own, so it's not mamish 100%, even though kavachemer has the level of a deraisa, because it's not a deraisa, it's not mamish directly from the Torah, it's not a direct Messiah, and therefore, to say ancient menadin, to say warning menadin, that we don't say. Interesting story. I always thought it was, you know, you can't hold someone accountable for a kavachemer type of concept. No, for a kavachemer type of source, that it's not as you can't hold them accountable. It's not considered a proper azara or can't give a punishment. They explain, oh, no, hagufa, because it could be derived completely by us, by people, without having the mesira from. from the Torah, from Torah Shabbat, therefore, no punishment. Okay. But Gzer Shav is something which needs to be a Mesirah. So very simple. The Mer is bothered that if you have oil, As a gzir shava, it's coming to tell me something. It must come to tell me something. So the idea really is that the fact that we have gzir shava must be there was some sort of misery in the gzir shava. You can't just say, don't have gzir shava. So Ramban says the reason why we can't go and make gzir shavas on our own is because the Torah is such a large sefer, as so many different repetition of so many, when you have the sefer, it's very long, as repetition of many words, you can start making gzir shavas left and right. There's so many words that are repeated in the Torah, you need to say every S. S is Gzeir Shavah here, S over there. There's going to be endless amount of Gzeir Shavahs, and if you can't make your own Gzeir Shavahs as such, it wouldn't make sense. You wouldn't be able to, it would be endless. And therefore, that's for the ones that there's a Messiah. But within the Messiah, there's two levels explained of flexibility. We find sometimes Machlaikas in about Gzeir Shavahs. The simple explanation is, the Machlaikas is whether or not they based on they had a Messiah of this Gzeir Shavah. There could be another idea behind it. There could be the idea is that within Gzeir Shavah, sometimes certain words were given over. These words are Gzeir Shavah. These words Gzeir Shavah, but where to apply it throughout the Torah could be still up to the Chachamim to darshan. That's one flexibility of the Gzeir Shavah. So these words are Gzeir Shavah. Yashiv Yashiv, famous one of the beginning of Kedushin, is Gzeir Shavah. But which Yashiv, where to apply it, which one was the Maserah was that these words, this word is Gzeir Shavah. Which time in the Torah to apply it, to which time the Torah uses that word, that is in the hands of the Baldarshaners of it. Again, it stops already by the Tanayim, maybe by the Maram. It doesn't go past that anyway, but it was up to them to decide when to apply it. Another explanation is given. It's up to them to decide how to apply it. What dinim are we applying the Gzeir Shavah is up to the Tanayim Maram. So the Gemara says, Im Kein Gzeir Shavah Mahanilei, Lamaisa Gemara is giving some is going still based on this idea that there must have been some Messiah that Gzeir Shavah does exist in this particular case, and therefore the question is, what's going to be used for if you're coming to include other things? But there is, clearly from the other Gemaras, some flexibility within Gzeir Shavahs. That's what you find, Gzeir Shavah le-Darshi. He's not Darshi Gzeir Shavah. What do you mean? Either has the Messiah or not. You could say it means Hagufi has a Messiah, or you could say he doesn't Darshi it. He held that it wasn't used in this context, it was used in a different context. Okay, says the Gemara Ve'ema. One second. Once you're telling me that you have a Gzeir Shavah and you're comparing the idea of Pishtim becoming Tameh from oil, from the oil of the Mishkan, so go further to the Mishkan. They Malhal and Krushim. By the Mishkan, there was wooden beams. They were Krushim. So Afkan Krushim. Now, Machlik is Rashi to handle this question. According to Rashi, the question is very simple. Rashi's question is, maybe just like there's wooden beams in the Mishkan, and you're learning out for the Mishkan what's subject to Tumah. You're saying the Pishtim ceiling roof is subject to Tumah because it compares to the pishtun of the Mishkan. So there's wood in the Mishkan too. So maybe wood also should be Mekabel Tumah. That is how Rashi answers the question. Tosfos learned, no, the question means to be the opposite direction. Maybe in order to have Tumah, you need a pishtun roof with wood walls like you have by the Mishkan. That's what that Tosfos learns, that maybe you need both in order to get the Tumah. Says the Gemara, either way, the answer is going to fit both Kodash Tosfos. Amar Krav, as he says, I crush him, the Mishkan. Mishkan Kari Kashim, Vain Krushim Kari Mishkan. For the fact that it says, they made the Krushim for the Mishkan, it seems clear that the Mishkan is called Mishkan, which means the roof of the Mishkan is considered part of the Mishkan. It's called Mishkan, whereas the Krushim is considered the Krushim of the Mishkan, not part of the Mishkan. So the Drusha that we're learning out that Pishtin is called Oil, and has Tumas Oil from Mishkan, is because the Oil, the roof, the Pishtin, which is the roof, is considered Mishkan itself, whereas the walls, the Krushim, was considered the Krushim of the Mishkan, not the Mishkan itself. In fact, Gemara Lamehata, one second, according to this logic, Vasisa Mitzil Oil, it says in the Pasuk, you should make a cover for the Oil. This is talking about, we know in the Mishkan, there was two covers. There was the material, the cloth, the linen, and then there was animal hides. So it says, Vasisa Mitzil Oil, Hachrami Mitzil Oil, are you going to tell me when it says, Mitzil Oil, cover for the Oil? So it's referring to the animal hides, it's the roof. And it calls it Michsalayel. So that would be an indication that which is on the roof is not called the oil itself. It's the cover for the oil. So Acharami Michsalay Ikra oil. The Michs is not called oil. Ella Hadabar Belazer. This Shailam is going to be a focus of much of the rest of Amad. This Shailam of Belazer. Hadabar Belazer. Ar behemet tmeya maushitama ba'ilames. The ar hide of a behemet tmeya. So we know leather of a kosher animal. Well, the Mar is going to discuss it in a second. What the din is. But a hide of a non-kosher animal is a metam and oilames. Is a susceptible for tumah when it's a roof over a mace. So, hashta arbe metaira lemetame. In the Mishkan, which we're saying now, which has arbe metaira, the Mishkan has a michsa la'ayil, and according to what we're saying, it's tametame. Arbe metbeim baye. If you tell me that the ar in the Mishkan is not considered part of the ayil itself, it's a michsa of the ayil. It's not considered oil itself. And it's not metame. So if our bema tar is not metame, it only makes sense. The more tar something is, the more pure it is, the more kaddish it is, the more acceptable it is to tumma. So our bema tamei and mabaye, certainly our bema tamei would be mekabel tumma. We'll get back to Blaz's question shortly. His shayla, the Mara's going to go into shayla further, whether our bema tamei is mekabel tumma or not. But the Mara's being a raya that when something is called michsa la'ayel, it means it's still the ayel. So by crushim la'ayel also means crushim could still be the ayel. Answer the Mara, no. Shiny hasam over there by the cover is different by the michsa. The Hadar Hadre Kra. The pasuk goes back and does call it oil itself. Tchsev the Nosas Yiris Hamishkan as oil Ma'id Michseu Michse Atachas Asher Olav Makish Elin LeTachter. It compares the two covers, namely the linen cover, the cloth, together with the hides. Ma Tachter Kar Oil. By the cloth, we already said the cloth itself is called oil that we had. That's what we started off with. So Af Elin Kar Oil. So too the hide, the leather on top is also called oil. So essentially, what we're coming out with is that the cover of the roof, whether it's the linen or whether it's the animal, whether it's the hides, is considered the part of the oil itself. That's considered part of the oil itself. Whereas the krushim was not. But getting back to us, so pishtin, when the roof of a oil of something is made out of pishtin is going to be mekabel tumma because it's considered oil. That's mekabel tumma, and it's learned out from the Mishkan. Gufa. Now we get back to the shayla. I'm sorry?
If you have a roof that's made from leather, mekabel tumma?
A roof that's made from leather. Let's see. That's the Mara's going to discuss it right now. Gufa, Bayer Blazer, Arbeim Tmeya Maushi Tame Tmosail, a Bahar, hide of a non-kosher animal is.
Just one question. So again, coming to the bottom line, you make the tenth of Pishtin, so you're saying the tenth itself, the Pishtin can become Tame. That's even though the tenth is Mechuba Lakar.
Correct.
So how did you answer just earlier? You said. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you went up here, Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that's why the Mishkan itself didn't become Tomei, because the Torah tells you when to go and come, so it's Mechuba. We're talking about Mechuba again. Yeah, because earlier you said the reason the Mishkan didn't become Tomei when the Levi Udai was because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you when to go and not to go, the Mela, the Mishkan is called Mechuba, so the Mishkan doesn't become Tomei.
The Mishkan itself was Pishtin.
Yeah, but and again, we're saying here that not only that you would take care of the Pishtin into the ground, we're talking about if you make your house, Mamish wood, house, stone.
Right. No, I hear your question. I'm not sure. The Mishkan, I mean, ask even more simple. The Mishkan itself was Pishtin. We're bringing the proof from the Mishkan itself. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's behind that tour. It's a good question. He's saying the tourist question comes back. The tour shot comes back. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara Gufa, Bayer Blazer. Ar Behem Tameya Mashi Tama Tumas Oil. So the hide of Behem Tameya is a Metama in Tumas Oil. Michael Mabayle. The Gemara said, what's the Shaila? Meaning, the basis for saying that the roof itself becomes tamei is based on what was used in the Mishkan. And the Mara is taking for granted that non-kosher animals were not used in the Mishkan. So the Mara is saying, Bishlama, kosher hide, so yasal to what you were just addressing, right? Kosher hide would be septu fatumma. But non-kosher hide was not used in the Mishkan, therefore shouldn't be septu fatumma. Amar adabrava, tachash shayim mimesha kumbayle. The question is Gufa was about the tachash that exists in the days of Mesha. Tamahaya, aitaraya. The question Gufa was, the tachash that was used for the hides, for the Mishkan, was that made from a tame material? Was that a kosher animal? Or was it a non-kosher animal? Was it tame or tar? Meaning tame, again, I didn't elaborate before. Tame in this context means kosher animal or not kosher animal. Okay. Amar Yasef. What's the shayla? Tanina. What do you mean? What type of question is that? Whether or not in the Mishkan, the tachash was from a kosher animal or not? We know there's a klal. You can only use arbeim b'tayra for melech shemayim. Isn't that statement referring to the Mishkan and therefore must have been a kosher animal? In which case, a non kosher animal wasn't used, and therefore we have no limit to say that a non kosher animal, the oil itself, will become tamei. So that is a simple answer to the question, seemingly. Masrav Abba, Rabbi says, not so fast. Masrav Abba, look at the following braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rita says, Shnei Mechsoes Hayo, there were two covers over the Mishkan. Two covers of animals. Achash Shal Irish Elam Adamim, one from ram hides, red ram hides, Vachash Shal Irish Tchashim, and one from Tchashim. Rabbi Chaim Aimer, Mechsa Echaz Hayo, he says, it was one Mechsa, Vedeim Akimintala Elan. Now, one Mechsa means, he's agreeing that both these ingredients we'll call it, were used, both of these materials, namely the Iris Elim Adamim and Iris Techashim. He's not arguing, Nechemia, that they both were used. He's just saying it wasn't two separate layers, it was made and blended into one layer. But here's the key point, V'daymek kimintal ilan, and it resembled the animal of Tala Ilan. The animal that was used was similar to the animal called Tala Ilan. Tala Ilan, says the Gemara about Tala Ilan, Tamehu. Tala Ilan is a non-kosher animal. So we see that a non-kosher animal was used in the Mishkan. How you tell me that it has to be dafka kosher animal, Rabbi Yosef? We know that we see from this price that it was even a non-kosher animal. Mara says no. Hachkamar. Kemin Tala Ilan shu sheishpa gvanim harbe. Tala Ilan is an animal where the skin has multiple colors. It means it was like Tala Ilan in the sense that it has multiple colors. It was colorful. V'lay Tala Ilan, but not that it was Tala Ilan in terms of dilu hasam tame v'hachatar. Tala Ilan is a non-kosher animal. This is a kosher species, and therefore don't compare, we didn't compare Tala Ilan to that extent. So Rabbi Yosef's answer so far still stands, his answer or deflection of the question that we didn't have in the Mishkan non-kosher animal, and therefore you have no source to say that a non-kosher animal shef tamei tumas ayil, because even though we had this comparable to Tal Elan, it was just a matter of the colors, not a matter of the species, whether it's kosher or not. Amar Yosef, yachi, hainu mitargiminan saskoina sheshos begivanam harbe. That's the targum of the words Saskaina, which means it makes someone happy by the many colors that it possesses. The first report that the Rabbi Yosef actually commonly brings into a Gemara the Targum element, how it fits with the Taich of the Gemara. He was apparently clearly a Bucky in Targum. Some want to say a Pshat, interesting Pshat, why Rabbi Yosef was such a Bucky in Targum. Rabbi Yosef wasn't able to see. Rabbi Yosef wasn't able to see, and therefore to learn Teresh Shebichsav Bal Peh could be problematic. Right? Teresh B'chsav has to be learned B'chsav. So he would often learn the Targum. He would learn the Targum. He was a bigger Bucky Targum. Because he was blind, he would learn Targum. That's one of the Malchim brought in the Mefarshim. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayta, Rav Amar, Arbeim Etmeya. Now, by the way, we said before that there was two covers, right? We said before there's the cover of linen and the cover of hides in the Mishkan. So the Nitziv just points out in Shemais, just some information in the Mishkan, that there had to have been a separation of a tefach in order to be considered two separate oils, two separate covers. If it's together, it's even though it's two layers, it would be considered like one cover. In order to have a shame of two separate layers, two separate covers, there had to have been a tefach in between. So he learns there actually was one layer of cover, we'll call it the pishtun, the cloth. Then there was a peg, a tefach-sized peg in between, and on top of the peg rested the other layer of material, the hides, on top of the cloth. Okay, says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav says, Arbe Metameh Metam Ba'el Meis Mach. Rav says, no, I'm going to bring you a source that Arbe Metameh is Metameh into the space. I'll bring you a source. And if once you have that source, we'll have to go back to what Rabbeis's Memra, where he says that whatever is used from Lech HaShemayim cannot be Tameh Meis. Let's see. Netanya, Ar, it says the Pasuk Ar. The pasuk says about by tsaras or that or is subject to tumas tsaras. Iba or riba or beim tmeya or bar comes to include not only is hide does leather have tsaras, even the beim tmeya non kosher animal leather has tumas tsaras. Vishlaka bat kayin. It also comes to include the hide that was laka bat kayin, which means if he gave it to the kayin to check and the mum only showed up, the tsaras only showed up biat kayin. So apparently there's something there that wasn't yet tummy. He gave it to the kayin and now it became tummy biat kayin. Even that is considered a proper ezdin of tsaras. Katatz mikule vasa achzmem. How do you know if you cover different types of garments and you put it together? Let's say for the pasuk describes different garments. You have wool and linen. We had yesterday. You have leather. What if you made a mishmash of a garment from all these different types of garments and it got a nega? How do you know that also subject to ras? Tamil lemer, b'chol mechasar tells me that even if it's made from multiple materials, you still could have a din of tsaras. But what do you see? We see clearly that even a non-kosher animal has a din of tumas tsaras. And the Mara is assuming, just like there's a din of tumas tsaras by a non-kosher animal, there's going to be a din of tumas ayil by a non-kosher animal. The Mara is making a binyanav. Says the Gemara of Ikkel Mifrich, what do you mean? What's with your, this is a chazara of what we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, why would the Mara assume that wood is metama from a sheretz, not from oil?
Wood is metama from a what?
You're making a supposition based on the fact that if it's there, it's here too, but that's what the Mishnah tells us specifically, that H is actually not metama.
Mishnah specifically that H is not metama for tumas oil, and yet we know H is metama in other fashions. So why are you saying that? I hear. At this point, it's a good question. At this point, the Gemara is trying to explain that tumas mace, that behemah tumeya is subject to tumah like behemah tahira. So we know the concept of the ur is tumah. We're just trying to say, does tumah apply to a non kosher animal, same as a kosher animal? So I wouldn't, it's not the same extreme as your question, right?
Well, when it's not learning from oil, okay.
Yeah. V'ikla mifrach, mal negabish kein shesif air of tamei. The Gemara says, what do you mean? By negayim, we just referenced it right before the Mishnah, chavzayin abeis, we had also earlier in yesterday's daf, that negayim as tuma, even on shesif air, even before it's a proper beged, even before it's a finished beged, a finished kli, it's subject to tuma. So you don't find that by R, so maybe just like as tumas, negayim applies, just like tumas negayim applies, even before it's a proper beged, so to applies to a to negayim applies to R of a non kosher animal, but maybe tumas ayah wouldn't. Says the Gemara, elagam shratzim. Learn out from shratzim. Tanya, we learned by shratzim, and again we know the pircha is coming up by shratzim as well. We had it yesterday as well. We learned by shratzim R ainly ala R beimatayra R beimatbeim. How do you know that sheretz has tumah even by hide of a non-kosher animal, tamalaymar, ayar, same drasha. Ayar comes to include that this tumah sheretz, even by non-kosher hide, animal, the hide of a non-kosher animal, just like we just had by tumas negayim. Says the Gemara still, ikla mefech malash rats, which came in tamah kadasha. Sheretz has a chumrah, that's betamah even by kadasha. So you kill it out from sheretz to oil. Right, sheretz has tumas meis bayil. Sheretz has a tumah even the size of a lentil, which is much a smaller shear. Says the Gemara, simple answer: negayim mechichu. Negayim doesn't have tumah of the size of a lentil. So you write negayim as a chumra that what? That's betamah even when it's shesiv erev. Sheretz has a chumra that's betamah even by the size of a adash of a lentil. But this is the famous klal of a sarashava, that the specifications, the uniqueness of each one is not the uniqueness of the other. But what's the common denominator? Hatsarashava shabahem, sha'ar tamibahem. The common denominator is that sha'ar tamibahem, that a non-kosher animal can become tame with nega, with saras, or with sheretz. So, vas arbeimitameya bar, sorry. Step one, shar tamei mem hide in general is tamei, and what we just spoke out va'asa ar beimetmeya kar beimetera, and in both cases we include non kosher hide like kosher hide that is subject to tuma. So afen avias oil mace. So I can also bring an oil mace shar tamei by I bring an oil mace that also ar is going to be tamei even by oil mace ar beimetmeya v'nasa by ar beimetmeya kar beimetera, and I'll say just like hide is tamei by tumas oil. Kosher hide, so to non-kosher, the same way non-kosher hide is tummy by both sheretz and nega. Says the Gemara, the obvious question, Amalei, Rav, and Barnish, we spoke as I really yesterday when we spoke out that even though sheretz is matame as small as a kadasha, we said compared to negayim is not kadasha, but what's the shear by negayim? Kegris, a bean. So both of those are still smaller than a kazayas. Tumas oil needs to be a kazayas. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Rav, and Barnish, Leravashi, Iklamirfik, you still ask. Malat sarashav shabahen. She came tam pachas b'kazayis. Both sheretz and negayim have tumah less than a kazayis. Tumah mace, so by, whereas as opposed to tumah mace ba'il, she'enim b'tam el b'kazayis. You need at least a kazayis. So I cannot learn out tumah mace that it applies to a non-kosher animal from the tumah sheretz and from tumah negayim, even from the combination, because they together they still have a chumrah, they still have a unique characteristic that they both share, as opposed to tumas mace. Ella, so he brings another source. How do we know that non-kosher animals have tumas mace ba'il? Ella, Amarava, Mabarnish, Rambarnish says, Aisim kavachayim min nutza shal izim. We learn that from kavachayim tapa of chavchas mace, from nutza shal izim, from that's the plucked feathers of a goat, plucked hair of a goat. She'im etam negayim. Plucked, a begin made out of goat's hair does not have tumas negayim. Yet still metame by el mace, it still has tumas mace. So arbeim etmeya shemetame negayim, arbeim etmeya, which we just darshan from ayar, a non kosher animal's hide is metame tumas negayim. Ain't idin is kavachemer shemetame by el mace. Certainly is metame by el mace. Limor is happy with that proof. We're bringing a proof that non kosher animal hide is yes metame tumas ayel a mace like kosher animal hide. So that answers, I think, completely answers your question from before, Yassel. Right? Whether din is by ayar is, we're saying that it is tame. Whether it's kosher or non kosher animal is tame tumas ayel be mace. Says about 1 second, but if you remember, Rabbi Yosef said a memra ve'lo hadani beisef lehuchshu b'mlechus shemayim ela ar behematar tayra bavad. If we're coming out that there's a din of tumas ar by non kosher animal hide, and we're learning the source for the Mishkan, it would seem that by the Mishkan it could be used. This drasha that was saying lehuchshu b'mlechus shemayim, the Mara is going to get back to a later discussion. What was the tachash of the Mishkan? Was it kosher or not? We're going to get that in a few lines. But right now, the Mara is bothered. Rabbi Yosef's dismissive answer that for sure it won't have tumah because it can't be used in the Mishkan, and therefore won't have tumah, we see clearly that it does have tumah. So then the question is, so what was the reference when he said this memra, that which is behemah tmeah cannot be used from lecha shemayim, it can't be referring to Mishkan, so what is it referring to? What Can I not use melech shemayim from a non kosher animal hide? I can only use melech shemayim the earth of behemah tahira. What then was it said? It wasn't said legabi the mishkan. It wasn't said legabi tumas oil. So legabi what then was it said? Answers the gemara the tefillin. It was said legabi tefillin. Fact the legabi what part of tefillin? Legabi the parshas tefillin medikasiv bo. It says in the pasuk by tefillin the mantia teresh shem beficha. The teresh shem should be beficha in your mouth, and we dar shem in amut beficha. You can only write tefillin. You can only write on parchment. That's mutter for your mouth, only from a baby. This halacha meisa. Obviously, we say this by sefer Torah. By anything you're writing, the dvar mishum kedusha on has to be on a parchment of an animal that you can eat. It has to be a kosher animal. Mina mutter beficha says the Gemara. Elala iron. It means for the boxes. The iron means that's funny. The hides. We know what we're talking about hides. It means for the boxes. The boxes around the tefillin, not just the parchment, is made from animal material, from animal hide. The boxes around the animal are also made from leather. They feel hard like wood. They're actually made from leather. It has to be from the leather of a kosher animal. Says the Gemara. That also we know. Vamar Abaye, Shinshal Tfilin, Halacha Meshmi Sinai. Much of the dinim of Tfilin, we'll see, many of the dinim, if not most, are Halacha Meshmi Sinai. So Abaye says the shin in the Tfilin Shal Reish is Halacha Meshmi Sinai. So if it's Halacha Meshmi Sinai, that means it's considered a ksiva. You're writing a shin, you have to pop out a shin in the Tfilin Shal Reish. That's a ksiva. And we know ksiva has to be Minam Mutta Beficha. Anything you're writing has to be Laman Tiyat Tarsha Shem Beficha. Anything written has to be on that which is kosher. So that's included like the parchment. The box is the same thing as the parchment. And therefore, you don't need a memra of Rabbi Yosef, this lehichshu lech shemayim el arbeim ter bavad. It's a lechem shemayim. We know it already. Says the Gemara, el lekarchan b'saran utayfim begidin. When we talk about the wrapping with the when you wrap it when you sew the box is shut and when you wrap it, it has to be wrapped in the own material of an animal, of a kosher animal. It cannot be, you cannot use to sew it shut or to wrap it. You cannot use material from a non-kosher animal. Before the Mar asks the next question, just to point out, Rabbi Kiva Gras, understand. You asked me that the Tfilin Shel Reish has to have a shin, and a shin is a ksiva, and a ksiva has to be mena muta b'ficha, and therefore obviously has to be a kosher animal. Ask Rabbi Kiva Gras, what about Tfilin Shel Yad? Tfilin Shel Reish has a shin, but Tfilin Shel Yad doesn't. So maybe the din over here, they're basically saying, it's got to be made from a kosher animal hide. It's talking about Tfilin Shel Yad. Bam Kasher Kivergel leaves it, Tzarech Ian. He leaves it, Tzarech Ian, he blabs by Kasha. Rishash says, I'll tell you a simple answer. Once we say that Tfilin Shel Reish needs to be from a kosher animal, because you have a shin on it, it would make sense to say, it's logical to say, to apply that same halacha, that it needs to be a kosher animal for the Tfilin Shel Yad as well. That's how we answer Kivergel's Kasha. Rekivergel Chari Nusa Shesvara. Why did Kivergel not say this answer? So I think we say beautiful, based on what we said yesterday. We spoke yesterday that Rambam counts Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Reish as two separate mitzvahs. He's minded them as two out of the 613 mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs. We asked, the Rambam, the klal was, whenever one thing's not ma'akev of the other, Tfilin Shel Yad, Tfilin Shel Reish are not ma'akev of each other. If I have any one of them, I put that one on. And you don't say, if I don't have both, it's all or nothing. Then I'm ma'akev. Whenever something's not ma'akev of each other, it's counted as two separate mitzvahs. Just to chaz over that nekuda we said yesterday, by tzitzis we asked, so then tchelis is not ma'akev in the tzitzis. Why is tchelis and tzitzis one mitzvah? It should be counted as two separate mitzvahs. So we said over, alum the chance from Beis Brisk, we said, that I don't know if we actually elaborated properly yesterday. In the night shear, I think we explained it a little better. We said over that there's different types of ikav. The mashal we gave was by an ikav, let's say by chalitza. When a woman's doing chalitza, if she doesn't spit, it's not ma'akev the chalitza. You're not going to tell me spitting is a separate mitzvah from the chalitza. It's a detail in the mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. There's a concept of having two separate components to a mitzvah, and when each one's not ma'akev, it becomes separate mitzvahs, or a detail within a mitzvah. To say it better, more, and that's what we said yesterday, we left it at that. I think to say it more succinctly, and I think I realized this last night, tchelus without tefillin is garnished. Without tzitzis. Tchelus without tzitzis is nothing. Tzitzis, we're saying, you have mitzvah tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to have tchelus in it. If you don't have tchelus, tzitzis is still kosher. Fine. But you're not gonna, if you have tchelus without tzitzis, you have nothing. Whereas, same thing by the chalitza. Spinning without the rest of the process is nothing. The chiddush is the rest of the process without spinning is not makiv. It's gotta be a two-way street of ikiv to say that each one's a separate mitzvah. If you don't have a two-way street, then it's certainly not going to be a separate mitzvah. That's what Rav Yeshiva Ber meant when he said, that explanation why it's a mitzvah. So again, getting back to the idea, since Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Reish are separate mitzvahs, that could be simply the reason why Akiva Eger didn't want to answer. That could be why Akiva Eger didn't want to answer that we learn out Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Reish. It's two separate mitzvahs. He can't learn one for the other. That's why he left it as a kasha. Yes, Shel. Yes, exactly. Exactly. No, on the contrary, you're not asking a question. You're being a proof to what we're saying. You're being a proof to what we're saying. You're right. That's why there's two separate brachas. 100%. Okay. Says the Gemara, still, this din of what you're sowing, the... Yeah.
isn't there a Gemara that says that somebody would take the tefillin so rosh and sometimes use it for tefillin so yad? That could be a teretz for kiva eger.
That could be a teretz for a kiva eger. Oh, you mean you said that would fit with the Rishash?
What did he say?
Well, not only backing up the Rishash, more than the Rishash. Since there's a Gemara that says somewhere that you could take the Sorosh and use it as Sholiyad, in Cain, it has the shin.
Very good. Very good. I don't remember that Gemara fan, but very good. It's a Menachas? It's over there, Menachas, in the Sukkah Menachas over there? I don't remember offhand, but I don't remember offhand. Because there's various differences. One's four compartments, one's one compartment, right? There's other differences. But yeah, if that's the case, like Liza was saying, then that would be a great answer. Yeah. Since it could be used for Shalyad, then right? Very good. Very good. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hanami, Halacha Mesh B'Sinai. This din is also Halacha Mesh B'Sinai. This din of, back to the question of sewing, the materials used to sew the tefillin shut, has to be also from kosher. So that's also Halacha Mesh B'Sinai. Titania, Tefillin Merubas, Halacha Mesh B'Sinai. Tefillin being square, Halacha Mesh B'Sinai. Nevrachais Pesarim, Nevrachais Begidan, that it's wrapped in their own hair, and it's sewn with the sinews, also Halacha Mesh B'Sinai. So again, what would you be telling me? What was this din of Rabbi Yosef, that anything with Lachash Shemayim needs to be for kosher animal? We know all these din of my tefillin from Lachash B'Sinai. El Ritzuais. And where it says it means for the Ritzuais of tefillin, that wasn't said Lachash B'Sinai, that has to be a kosher animal. And that's where Rabbi Yosef is saying that Melech HaShemayim needs to be a kosher animal. That's where the member that Rabbi Yosef brought from Abraisa, it's referring to the Ritzuais of tefillin, and not, again, obviously no shakas to no longer any shakas to the Mishkan itself. It's referring to tefillin, which component of tefillin? The Ritzuais of tefillin. In fact, the Gemara, Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ritzuais Chayrus Lachash B'Sinai. Ritzuais that needs to be black, Lachash B'Sinai. We had the Gemara in I think it's Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says that if once tefillin, the straps are turned inside out, it's a terrible thing. It's a bad thing. The straps have to be the right way, and it has to be black. The back has to be showing, it has to be black. Says the Gemara, Nehid Gemir Chayrus, Teres mi gemiris. Mar says, but that's not a kasha. You've only shown me Lachash B'Sinai, it has to be black. You didn't tell me Lachash B'Sinai tells me the material of the Ritzuais, that is learned from this din, that wasn't learned from Lachash B'Sinai. Okay. My havela tachashai memesha. So the truth is, we don't really need to go back to this anymore because we were only bringing in the hide. We have to stop in a minute for davening. We only bring up the hide of, let's get to the Mishnah at least, the hide of the Mishkan, the hide of the Mishkan in order to get to whether or not Behemoth Tamei is Tamei or not, so we don't really need this, we don't have to get back to this conversation, but the Mara asks, what was Taka the Tachash Mamesha? The hide that was used from this animal Tachash, was that kosher or not? You could ask the question, might have. Who cares? Whatever happened. If the Mishkan is done, it's history. Even when the Mashiach comes, we're going to have Beis HaMikdash, not only the Mishkan. So who cares what it was? L'mayis the mitzvah is, whenever you ask the question, whenever the first man asks, might have havi, he says, no, nafkamina, if someone makes a neder based on what the din was, that's what we have an nafkamina. Don't tell me might have havi. The Birch Shmuel used to say, the Baruch Ber, when he was asking a lam shtikl and shir, and someone said, Rebbe was nafkamina, who cares about this lam shtikl? He said, nafkamina is a mamzer. The Ilm was taken aback. What do you mean Afghanistan is a mamzer? He said, because if someone's Mekadosh Nisha, based on whether or not this is the pshat or that's the pshat, then it'll make an Afghanistan if it's a mamzer. Okay, so that's more vaiter. So, might have it, what was the din? What was the status of this tachash? I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. I'm Rabbi Meir. Tachash, I'm Rabbi Meir. Tachash, that was a Meir in his days. Beria, if you ask me, it was the new Beria, almost like a unicorn. We'll see. So, the Chir Bachayim and Behemet. Chama weren't Bachriya, whether it's a Chai Behemet. It's interesting. Rashi and Chumash seems to call it a Chaya. Agamar says clearly over here that it wasn't clear whether it was a Chaya or Behemet. The Karen Achasaisla Mitzchay had one horn in his head, the Fisha and his diamond in the and it was at that moment, for that time, it was needed. It was presented to Meisha. First, by Mishkan, he made the Mishkan for Vinignaz, and afterwards, it was hidden. So, the Kamer Karen Achasay, so the Mitzvah, for the fact that it has one horn in the head, Shema Minat Tara, for the fact that it has a single horn in the head, it's going to be Tara. You know why? Because we have a cloud that any horned animals are Tar. Dam Rav Yehuda, Sharshik of Adam Rishon, the Shar that Adam Rishon brought, Karen Achasay Mitzvah also had a single horn on its head. Shemar, the Seitav Lashem, Mishar Par, Makrin, Mafris. Makrin is Lashon of, Makrin is single, Karen. Makrin, Mar says, what do you mean? On the contrary, Makrin Tardi Mashma. Is it Makrin Mashma? There's two horns. Why tell me he's only a single horn? Amar Nachmar, it's like Mekaren Ksiv. Don't read as Makrin, read it as Mekaren. Add one horn. Fekti Mar of Liv Shemine, Dimin. Why can't be Peshit? That it's been Behema. From the fact that it's considered a kosher animal, and it was brought by Adam as a carbon is only from Behema, not from Chaya. So you tell me you're not sure if it's a Chaya Behema, why don't you say that it's a Behema, the Raya was brought as a carbon, Kivin Dika Keresh, Mar says, since there's a Keresh, Timin Chayahu, the Lesley El Chad the Karen, let me say even better. The fact that it has a horn, it must be it's a Behema, because we're saying it's kosher animals have horns, and typically only Behemas have horns. So isn't the horn itself a Raya that's a Behema, not a Chaya? Mar says, even the Ika Keresh, there is a Keresh Adam of the Mechaya, which is a Chaya. The less the Elachad Karen has only one horn, Ikli Mehmer Mechaya. We do have a case of an animal with one horn that is a Chaya, not a Behema, so it's taka still not clear to us whether this Tachash was a Behema or a Chaya. They couldn't decide, the Chum couldn't decide what type of animal it was. But the bottom line is, this Behema in the times of Mesha Behema, we're still not sure, we're leaving out, we're not sure ultimately if it was kosher or not. It was a animal that was a one-time thing. It was a unicorn for that moment. Yes, let's have Tom Shachris.